Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally tonight, as we head up to 7 o'clock, markets and company news, our commentator tonight from Momentum Securities, Fahima Adia, welcome to you. Let's start with an overall look at the JSE today. And industrials, certainly an early trade, outperforming other sectors. Bit of a recovery in the afternoon in financial stocks.
Good evening, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. So yes, markets were a bit mixed today across the globe. I think the JSE largely following that, a bit weaker today. We did see, like you said, an increase in the industrial sector. But resources were much weaker during the day. I think what's maybe driving this weaker performance is just that higher CPI inflation reading that came out of the US yesterday, showing that the tariffs are starting to have somewhat of an impact on driving inflation higher. And then the UK also released some inflation data today, coming in at 3.6% in June. That was also higher than what the market was expecting.
Fahima, at one point, Kumba was up by almost 4%. Shares pulled back a little bit, but still in positive territory. And this all as a result of iron ore topping $100 for the first time since May, I think based on sentiment coming out of China.
Yes, exactly. I think it was that. We did see that positive GDP print of about 5.2% come out from China yesterday. So that is having a more positive impact. China, of course, is a big user of iron ore for steel in the construction and manufacturing sector. But I think the main concern for me is if you do take a closer look at their real estate sector, it's still facing quite a lot of challenges. Investment there was weaker in the first half. And then bear in mind, China is also facing a deflationary environment because we are seeing a slowdown in retail sales growth from the prior year. So we still do need to see quite a lot more stimulus and maybe interest rate cuts come through from that Chinese government. So we probably won't see that iron ore stay that high for much longer, I would think.
And that's such an interesting observation, because let's move on to Richemont. And the luxury industry overall is struggling with a slowdown caused in part by Chinese shoppers. The economy is under pressure, reining in costly purchases. But having said that, though, the company is still posting better than expected sales. And wealthy shoppers, I'm talking about you, Fahima, not me, snapping up Cartier rings and bracelets.
Yes, exactly. I think, you know, looking at this latest quarterly update, it was actually quite positive considering, like you said, it's been such a tough environment in the luxury space, particularly in the likes of China. But looking at the overall sales, that did increase by about 6% in constant terms. So what really seemed to help was there was some strong double-digit sales growth that came from Europe, the Americas, as well as Middle East and Africa. So that seemed to offset the weaker sales that we saw in Japan and in China. And it looks like that growth was largely driven by the jewelry masons, where sales were up almost 11%. So all in all, I think it was a solid result considering the headwinds.
Yeah, interesting to see people are spending money on jewelry, but its specialist watchmaker division has seen sales drop by 7%. So read into that what you will. Fahima, let's move on to 91 and note on MoneyWeb today saying that its assets are rallying, and this is with help from Sanlam's UK unit. Explain that to us, please.
Yes, it's been quite a good year for 91. Just looking at that stock price, up almost 26% year to date. So I think it's just generally benefiting from stronger market performance, and investors also starting to shift towards emerging markets, you know, something that 91 does focus on. So in terms of that assets under management, it has increased by about 8% to £139 billion. A portion of this can be attributed towards that acquisition of Sanlam Investments UK assets. So 91 will now take over that in terms of its active management. So that UK deal was completed in June and looks like the South African component will be completed late in this year. So 91 will probably get further assets under management once that has been done.
And Fahima, in previous interviews on this program, this trend is reflected. I'm looking at a report from the Global Property Investment Unit, and it says that this country's commercial property market outperforming all global peers last year, recording the highest local currency returns despite uneven recovery trends in the broader international real estate sector. I am reading from that report. And this is good news if you're invested in that space.
Yes, definitely. So it does show that South Africa is really standing out in terms of delivering the highest local currency property returns globally, they say, in 2024. We've seen a big rebound, post-COVID, and that's just been supported by better income fundamentals. The property market has been quite stable. And they say that the rising income returns in particular were the main driver of the outperformance, specifically in the industrial and retail sector. And I think now that we are seeing interest rates come off, inflation is low and the consumer and business will hopefully be under less pressure in the next half. I expect that trend can and quite likely continue.
Now, this is an odd segue, Fahima, but let's move from property to pilchards. And the company Oceana has been hit by an investor sell-off. I think we spoke about this in the past. This is caused by a drag from Daybrook. Is South Africa falling out of love with pilchards? What's the story here?
Yeah, so it hasn't been a great year for Oceana. So, I mean, we are seeing good demand for Lucky Star locally, but it looks like it's a U.S. business, Daybrook Fisheries, that has been the main underperformer. So that business does produce fish meal and fish oil, but it's been facing quite a few headwinds due to some extreme weather in that area. Also, the global commodity cycle has turned. So Peru recently increased its supply of fish meal, and that's put pressure on the fish meal and fish oil pricing. So that has brought down, their profitability and profit margins. If you look at their last result, headline earnings was down quite sharply by almost 44%. So quite a few headwinds there.
And just a final one, the Lewis Group, it really is a stalwart on the JSE. I see that the Global Credit Ratings Agency, GCR, has upgraded or changed its outlook from stable to positive. What is Lewis doing differently? Or is this just a broader sign of a little economic recovery in the broader economy?
So I think Lewis has done very well in this environment, where you have a consumer that's under a lot of pressure. And the share price has really been testament to that, up almost 23%, I see, in the past 3 months. So it's managed to extend credit for things like furniture in a very sustainable manner, whereby they've been able to grow the credit book. But also the clients have been making their payments on debt as required. So it does look like that business model is really working. And, the demand for furniture has really picked up after the COVID recovery and is expected to also remain quite strong going forward. So I think that they definitely are getting this right in this environment.
And we'll talk to you again next week from Momentum Securities. Fahim Idea, always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.